This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors. Episode number 115 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Dale Mullen, president and founder of Warrior Homes of Collier. Dale, welcome.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on and part of your neighborhood.
Absolutely. Pleasure to get to meet new people out there and understand what they do for the community. So let's just start off by, why don't you share a little bit what you do over there?
Warrior Homes of Collier County is a 501c3 that was incorporated 10 years ago as a 501c serving veterans in Collier County. Our mission was to ensure that no veteran is left behind. And by doing that, we would assist families and veterans in the areas of mental health, homelessness, housing, and education.
Interesting. So how did you get involved in doing this for the veterans?
About 14 years ago, I'm a Vietnam veteran. And I was witnessing these young men and women coming home from the Gulf War conflicts and seeing the challenges that they were facing with mental health and physical damage to their bodies. And I didn't think that enough was being done to educate the public on what the needs were, how the help that they needed. And there were some organizations that were doing some things on a national basis, specifically one large organization, and it was the Wounded Warrior Project. And I contacted the Wounded Warrior Project, did some investigation, and decided to hold a golf event and bundle up all the proceeds, of which was about almost $40,000 for that one-day golf event, and send it to the Wounded Warrior Project up in Jacksonville. And that I was going to do a one and done. That was going to be it. And immediately folks started asking me, well, are you going to do it again? And I said, well, I hadn't planned to. And because of some other favorable donations and all, and some people said they would get involved in sponsoring it, I decided to do it again. And we did it for about another 3 or 4 years. And the outpouring of this community and helping veterans, and you know, living here in Collier County, that we're considered a very veteran-friendly community. We love our veterans. There's a lot of veterans living here. Matter of fact, we have 10% of the adult population in Collier County are veterans. Vietnam veterans being the largest cohort today. But we love veterans. And so started doing that. And then after about 4 years of bundling this, all this money up and sending it up to the Wounded Warrior Project, as we tried to go the charity, and our charity, the sponsors and donors here in this community said, well, what are you doing for veterans in Collier County? And that was a good question. And so we began to investigate what the needs of our veterans in Collier County are that were not being funded. And that was not easy to find out because it's way below visibility within the community. Like if I ask you or your listeners, how many of them have ever seen a true homeless veteran here in Collier County? Very few people would raise their hand. And the reason you don't see them is because of our local laws here in Collier County. If you are sleeping in a park or in public property, they call it camping, you will be arrested to pay a fine or you will go to jail. And most people don't know the largest shelter for homeless people in Collier County is the Collier County Jail.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that either. I guess one thing I want to ask is we've all had some type of challenge or maybe obstacle along our journey, whether it's personal or whether it's with starting an organization up such as you have. Is there something you can look back at and say, you know what, maybe I'm in a better place because of it?
Yeah, I would say at 18 years old, I got called down by the draft board when I was still in high school, a senior, to take my physical for the Vietnam War. Obviously, of going to war, being drafted, was the furthest thing from my mind at 18 years old. And I went down to the draft board in Kansas City, Missouri, and I was immediately, which I knew because I played sports and I was very active, I was 1A, which means your prime stock to go into the military. And that was a very, eye-awakening moment in my life to try to figure out what I was going to do, either go in the military or find, go to college. Because that was basically your options if you were healthy, young, male, 18 years old during the mid-60s, late 60s, and even into the early 70s before they put in the draft, volunteer draft. And then so I went in, and that was a very interesting experience. And I went to Vietnam after being in the military for 6 months. I was in Vietnam, and for a 19-year-old coming from the Midwest, you're in Vietnam, going through 3 years of military service. That was a real changed the course of my life, changed my thinking. It changed a lot of where I ended up and who I am today, was that 3 years in the military.
Incredible. So are there any myths or maybe misconceptions surrounding what you do that we can maybe clear up for our listeners?
Yes, there are. One thing, people believe that the VA handles all the needs of veterans. That's not correct. First of all, only 50% of people that have been served in the military are registered with the VA, only 50%. So if you're not registered, you cannot utilize the VA. Secondly, you can only primarily use the VA if you've had a injury related to your military service. And so as people move along from when they get out of the military to particularly seniors, if they don't have a military issue from a war injury or associated with that, it's a process for them to get help. So the VA does not is not there for all veterans. It takes some time to work through that system and to get help. And the other thing is, people think that there was a recent survey done by the Community Foundation, the Schultz Foundation. They do an assessment, community assessment, every year or so. And that recent assessment that they did in surveying about 6,000 respondents was that 55% of the people that responded did not know that we had veterans in our community that had needs that were not being served. And wow. And that told us that we had a lot of work to do, because we needed to really better educate our community about the needs of veterans that live in our community.
Absolutely. Taking care of them is important. Do you see anything trending within what you're doing as far as the veterans are concerned?
Yes. One of the things that came out of that survey is, and this applies to all our community, is seniors, homelessness in seniors is a very serious issue now in our community for two reasons. One, because of Ian, and also because of COVID and the rising housing prices. That is really beginning to squeeze out our seniors who are living in particularly rental properties. Rental properties have just gone through the ceiling from almost double to triple the monthly rent for a single unit apartment. And a lot of these senior veterans and seniors in general have only a Social Security income. Some of them, as they get older, they only have one source, and maybe if the spouse has passed away, they're living on an income of about $1,000 to $1,200 a month. That's it. And so you can't even get a one-bedroom apartment for $1,200 a month. It's almost double that now. And so they're becoming homeless. And it is the Wall Street Journal did an article back in September this past year. They picked Naples as one of the communities to come to do their story on a national basis, and they called it a silver tsunami, is what's happening with our baby boomers who are now becoming homeless, particularly in this community where we live.
Wow. Crazy to think that. So I forgot to ask, are you from Southwest Florida originally?
No. I'm originally from Kansas City.
Kansas City. What brought you down here?
About 30 years old.
Oh, warmer weather?
Yes. When I retired, my goal was when I retired was to come to Florida and play golf and fish.
There you go.
I wasn't planning to be doing what I'm doing today.
But we appreciate what you're doing today. So what's one thing you wished our listeners knew about what you guys do that maybe they don't know?
Well, I think that the more that folks understand and become more educated, and that's part of our goal is to educate the public. And I'm sitting here today doing this podcast is to educate the public that there are needs beyond just buying veterans a hot dog and thanking them for their service and patting them on the back and just giving them accolades. And that's it. I mean, there's more. And the population and the needs of these veterans, particularly the younger veterans and the older veterans. Younger veterans coming home from today's wars, struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injury, substance use. And then you get the other end of the spectrum of veterans that are the seniors that are now becoming homeless because they're now getting squeezed out of their housing. So, yeah, two ends of the spectrum. And people need to understand and ask questions and becoming more educated. The thing that folks think when they hear affordable housing is a misnomer. Affordable housing is for the working, you know, people who have jobs. It's not for those who don't work. And there's a big need, not only for people who need affordable housing for the working population here in Collier County, but what about the people that don't have jobs, that are retired or don't have enough money to pay for rent? What about those people? And there's not a lot of talk about that from our government officials, the elected officials don't talk about that population because it's not good for the Chamber of Commerce to talk about a population that is really has needs in this county that are not being served by the county.
Yep, that are being neglected. Absolutely. So how would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they wanted to learn more or help with the cause?
Well, we have a website, a really, really good website that covers a lot of stuff, a lot of information about the community, what we do, and how to get involved. And it's WW, which stands for Wounded Warriors, www.collier.org. Very simple. And go to that website. And if you want to donate, you want to get involved, you want to sponsor an event or learn more about us and come and tour some of our properties. We have 4 years ago, there wasn't any beds in Collier County for homeless veterans. Today, Warrior Homes has 4 properties and a total of 33 beds, and they're all full as of today. They're all full. The last one was just opened this past year. And so we need to continue to fund housing for these veterans to help them live out their life. Folks that fight for our country and defend our freedom, they shouldn't be sleeping in the woods and sleeping on benches, you know, sleeping on the bench, sleeping in their car, sleeping on the beach. That shouldn't happen. And if they get caught doing that, they're going to get arrested and put in jail. That shouldn't happen for veterans that are hitting hard times. We need to think about our veterans. They need to be the front of the line. And by going to our website, you can find out how you can help.
Absolutely. Dale, thank you for being such a good neighbor. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you do for those that have served. That's the most important thing. And I hope to see you out in the community here soon.
Jim, thanks again for having me on.
Yep. Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.